Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, world, to the sixth dimension. I am your humble host, your friendly neighborhood loco, the wavy one. We are here with ascended minds, and we are in the Matrix Decoded. And I'm here to spend a little bit of time with you all. I'm here to chop it up with you all. We're going to spend some QT today, just a little bit. And we're going to talk about a couple of interesting things. One being what they refer to as public and private, the two different sectors and or worlds. We will talk about these two worlds. We will talk about what these worlds are. We will talk about why they both have to exist. We will discuss ways and how to be in either public or the private. And we will also dive a little bit into a bit of modern money mechanics. Modern money mechanics, guys. A lot of people value what they call money more than their own lives, more than the lives of their loved ones. People kill other people daily for what they call money. People do the most slimiest, wicked, unmoral, disloyal. They do it all in the name of what they say is money. And the funny thing about it is people have such a reverence and desire to have what they call money, yet many people have no understanding, overstanding, or understanding of what money mechanics is. And we will discuss these two things. Well, while we're at it, let's talk about money. What is real money? Some of you all believe money to be these green certificates with a bunch of writing and numbers and whatnot and dead presidents' photos on the note, right? You'll all say that is what money is. And you would technically be right, but also technically you're wrong. See, what you all think or believe or have supreme faith that what you call as money actually is not money. Now, here's what I mean, because I don't want you all to say, oh, he's crazy. What do you mean? Money isn't money. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, I can hear some of you right now. So allow me to clarify what I mean. When I say that money is money, or what you all think is money, and I say you're right, I say that in the sense of all of the people who don't have the knowledge that I'm about to give. So for all of those people, according to them, all they know, these paper certificate notes as money. That's all they know to be money, right? Well, the reality is, in every essence of or sense of what you would call money, there are only, well, let's put it like this. In order to have lawful money or real money or actual legitimate money would be to have either some form of gold or silver, whether you have it in coins, whether you have it in dust, whether you have it in bricks, however you have it, the very essence of money and or lawful money is in fact gold and silver. Many will tell you that this is what's called God's money, because the Creator, who created all life force and all things, created these precious metal alloys that we all can dig for and that we all can trade with, because before any of the things that we know to be today, the most precious thing that you could trade to someone at one point in time was gold. I believe some still consider gold still the most precious metal that you can have. Okay. So with that being said, now that you all understand what the real meaning of money is, we can dive deeper into the mechanics of such. Now, many of you who have these certificates, who say this is money, you'd be only right in the sense that you need a medium of exchange in this capitalistic society to be able to do some form of commerce. So with that being the divine truth, or with us having that knowledge, let's talk about these certificates that are worshipped. So, and all of these bills are the same. I don't care if you use the 1, 5, the 10, the 20, the 50, the 100, whatever bill you decide to use. What I'm going to tell you is on every single one of these bills. The funny thing is, many people don't even know it's there. But you worship these tickets and or paper so much, and you don't particularly have the understanding or even have any knowledge of the inscriptions on these papers. Well, let's start. Well, let's name a few. I don't want to call them insignificant things because everything on here is important. But let me start by pointing out a few things that, and I'm not talking about fold the 20 this way and fold the bill this way to get a hidden message. I'm not talking about that. And I'm not saying that those things are true, because clearly when you do fold these bills a certain way and whatnot, you do get these hidden secret messages and whatnot. So let me start out by pointing out one thing. First of all, the very first thing I want to point out is that at the very top of any of these certificates, you will see not the word money. In fact, the word money isn't inscribed anywhere on any of these bills at all. It never was, and it never will be. The only time in the past that these instruments or papers or notes had any lawful value was when you had gold certificates and silver certificates. That was lawful money. Now, to go back to the first thing I want to point out is you see Federal Reserve note at the top of each of these papers. Federal Reserve note. Now again, need I remind you, the word money isn't anywhere on these certificates. So what would give any of you any impression that this is money? If it were money, surely it would say such. At least somewhere on one of these bills you'd see the word money. You'd like to think so. But instead of that, you get Federal Reserve note. Why is that there? Why is that important? Well, let me first say that there are 12 and only 12 federal, look at the number, right? 12. There's a hijack of gematria. The number 12. There are 12 Federal Reserve banks on United States soil. There are only 12. each of the 12 are, each of the 12 are recognized or labeled by a letter. And depending upon which letter, that tells you which of the 12 Federal Reserve banks that the actual note was printed at. So you'll see on every note, you'll also see a numerical and letter and numerical sequence. There'll be letters and numbers together. The first one will always be a letter. That letter tells you which Federal Reserve Bank that the specified bill you're looking at was printed at. Furthermore, if you all were to take a look at your Social Security cards, and you flip it on the back, the Social Security card will in fact also tell you which of the 12 Federal Reserve banks that you have your private account at. What do you mean by private account? What I'm telling you is that every soul born into this corporate matrix, a secret account started, at least with a million, anywhere from $1 million to $3 million of not Federal Reserve currency, but it's almost like a line of credit where all of your bills and all of your debts and anything you acquire in this lifetime is supposed to be taken care of out of this private account. Well, you're supposed to be able to draft negotiable instruments, whether check or money order, against that private account to offset and discharge any debts. Why do you say that? A congressional law, and you guys can go look this up, so you know I'm not selling you wolf tickets, but it's called HJR 192 or House Joint Resolution 192, also known as Public Law 110-113. This is important because in that legislation, it states that America is, in fact, a bankrupt Chapter 13 reorganization. They came under the name District of Columbia in the year 1872. So what you all call a business or a government and a country is nothing more than a business, no different than Target, no different than McDonald's. It's a business. They went into business in the year 1872. Now, they filed officially for Chapter 13 bankruptcy. These are all facts. Go look it up. June 5th, 1933. Again, June 5th, 1933. Ever since June 5th, 1933, guess what, folks? You don't have lawful money. The cash that you all kill and backstab your friends and family over, it's only a medium of exchange, meaning it's an IOU. When you go to the store and you get whatever product you're getting and you flash these papers and you say, here, with all the confidence in the world, keep the change. It's only a medium of exchange. You actually still owe for that merchandise. You never paid for it. But because we live in a bankrupt corporation, we have a system in place where Congress says, you tell that person, hey, I owe you. Here, you take this for now. It means I owe you. I'll come back at some point when the system switches over to lawful money again. And when we all have money, when we all have real money, I'll come back and pay you. That's what that means. But we all treat it as if it's actual money. And you know what happens? As a result of that, we all add to the national debt. Haven't you all heard the reports and people go on the news and say, yeah, the national debt is such and such $1 trillion. And well, how in the royal fuck can you have money if there's a national debt crisis? You want to know why? Because what we're doing now by using these notes is we're using what's called fractional reserve banking, meaning these notes are supposed to be backed by natural resources of gold and silver, and that couldn't be further from the truth. These notes are backed by nothing. There's no gold in Fort Knox. There's no silver. It was all taken from the people June 5th, 1933. It was confiscated to abrogate the gold clause. So you don't have money. We only have a system of creditors and or debtors. Creditors or debtors, rather. And your conduct will determine which one are you. Either you're a creditor or you're a debtor. There's a guy who I consider a guru in this knowledge by the name of Yusuf El, who talks about what's called minimal contacts. Having minimal contact with the public system, knowing that the public and the private sectors do not mix at all. The government and people in power are experts at not mixing the two. Well, we are experts in mixing the two together. We are experts in commingling. This is why we end up with bad results. Because we don't know how to navigate the matrix without fully participating in their programs. Now, ever since this bankruptcy, again, you only have a creditor/debtor system. And these notes that are all printed at the Federal Reserve Banks, one of the 12, these notes come from all of the 12, and they are not backed by any natural resource at all. This is why every time you use one of these notes and you think you're paying for something, you are actually adding to the national debt. That's what you're doing. You're adding to the national debt. Why? Because you are not using lawful money. You are using a fictional currency that is, again, backed by no natural resource. It's not backed by God's money at all. So we're running around with these certificates with no real knowledge on how to use them. Now, I'll give you an example of how to use these notes correctly. Because a Federal Reserve note is a negotiable instrument. It's something that you negotiate in a medium of exchange.
Give me a second. I need you to back out.
So, with that being said, I'm sitting in the car, folks, as I do the show, so you guys bear with me a little bit. All right. So, again, I'm just going to back out of the driveway real quick. Excuse me, everyone. All right. So, along with this being the case, let's see, where were we? So along with this being the case, folks, we have not been using these instruments properly. Now, a money order is a negotiable instrument. A check is a negotiable instrument. A a Federal Reserve note is, in fact, a negotiable instrument. All of these things are meant to be mediums of exchanges, seeing as though we live in a society now where we have no money. I hope I'm making sense to you all. I hope you are following me so far. You guys, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, all you have to do is dial 515, well, to listen to the show, you have to dial 515-605-9749. Tap 1 on your keypad to be placed in the call queue so you can leave a comment or ask a question live on the air. All right, so continuing on, we have all of these mediums of exchange because we don't have lawful money anymore. And now there's a way that you could actually use the Federal Reserve notes where they would be considered lawful money. And I'm going to explain how to do so. So what you have to do is, let's say, for example, you get a check, a paper check, a negotiable instrument. All right, there's two things that can happen. There's the way that you all think, where you go into the bank and you endorse the check on the back, the teller cashes it or does whatever she has to do in her system. And then in exchange, she gives you some Federal Reserve notes, right? That's the way you all know, right? Well, what you just did was add to the national debt. Because what happens is that check eventually has to make it to that bank's corporate branch or headquarters. And what happens is before it makes its final stop, which is to the bookkeeper of the business, which is the Department of Treasury, they have to do one or two things. They have to mark it as a positive, or they have to mark it as a negative on the books. Now remember, we're in a bankrupt business. So, we're in a bankrupt business. There's no way that we can have money, remember. So, if we're in a bankrupt business and you go and you endorse a check and they give you Federal Reserve notes and you just run around spending them and you think that you have money and whatnot, you've actually added to the national debt. This is what you have done. And when that instrument makes its way or its final stop to the bookkeeper or the Department of Treasury, they are going to mark in the ledger that you used fractional reserve banking and that you owe and have helped add to the national debt. Why is this the case? Because on the instrument that you cashed, you didn't leave any instructions on what was to be done with the instrument. Now, let me let you guys in on a little bit of a secret. There's a way that you are supposed to utilize these notes where they would be considered as use of lawful money. And what do I mean by that? Okay, let's create the same scenario again. You go into the bank with an instrument and or a check, right? And when you get this instrument, you go into the bank to cash it. And when you get inside the bank, instead of just turning over this instrument and putting your name on it, right, what you're supposed to do is you put your name. Well, first off, I'm going to tell you the proper way to sign your name on instrument or anything when you're in a financial institution. You have to sign your name lawfully. And that's your last name, comma, your first name, then your middle name. And then if you have a suffix on the end. But your family name is always first. Family name always goes first. Thereafter, you give instruction on what is to be done with this negotiable instrument. And what do you mean by instruction? You'll put something to the effect of redeem in lawful money pursuant to House Joint Resolution 192 or the Public Law 110-113. This is the way you are to sign any, pardon me, check, money order, or any instrument. Why do you have to sign this way? First off, you are putting your true and lawful name on the instrument, one. Secondly, and more importantly, you are giving instructions. You are basically telling the teller to tell their corporate bank, to tell the Department of Treasury that yeah, you're here cashing a negotiable instrument, but you don't want it in fiat currency. You want it redeemable and lawful money. God's money. Now, you may say, well, shouldn't I expect to receive the value of the negotiable instrument in gold and in silver? You really should, but seeing as though there isn't any, what happens is, when that instrument makes its final stop, which is to the Department of Treasury, they are going to mark you as if you have not added to the national debt. Why? Because you gave instruction on the instrument for it to be redeemed in lawful money. You didn't just foolishly or ignorantly endorse a name and just expect to receive Federal Reserve currency in return. So there's a way, and we're all really supposed to know this. This is called exercising minimal contacts, not commingling with the system. This is how you avoid having. Now the money for the instruments will look the same. They'll spend the same the whole night. The only people that will know that you have lawful money will be you and the most important entity that's supposed to know, which is the Department of Treasury. So the corporate crooks do everything right, business commercially, and the people are doing everything wrong. This is why we get the result that we get. The power is supposed to be with the people. The responsibility is supposed to be with the people. But we have gotten lazy to the point that we feel that, oh, that someone else should take care of all of that. Well, I think that strategy hasn't been working for us at all. You see what's happened over the last few decades where we said, hey, let someone else be in power. They've been abusing their power. And with the abuse of power, you get things like corporate bank schemes, fractional reserve banking. You get, which is kind of off subject, but you get child prostitution and all these things. You get, you know, people getting killed unjustly. All of these things as a result of us deciding to vacate our true power and true job as the people or beings who are supposed to govern the way things are ran in this world. We've left those grave responsibilities up to the wrong people. And this is the end result. So, if more people enter over and understood the mechanics of money, many of you should go read or download the PDF on Google. You can look up Tom Schaaf's Banker's Manual. And he also wrote something called Modern Money Mechanics. His name is Tom Schaaf. S-C-H-A-U-F-F, I believe is the spelling of his name. Tom Schaaf. He will teach you the truth of modern money mechanics. In reading these documents, you will find out there's something called the FASB, the Financial Accounting Standings Board, who came up with something called GAAP, G-A-A-P, which stands for Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. These two entities and handbooks govern all banking or any level, all of it. In Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, it states that banks cannot create loans. And any loan has to be marked on their books as a liability and not an asset. So, with this being the case, how can you have money and how can you get loans from banks? They are not the creditor. Banks don't have money. The banks all use the creditors as the substance, but we foolishly conduct ourselves as debtors. And this is why, again, we get the results that we get. Because we don't understand our power. We don't understand modern money mechanics. We don't understand or have any knowledge of what fractional reserve banking is or any of these things that I've been mentioning for the time I've been sharing with you all today. Now, I said that we would talk about public and private also. Leading up to this is another thing I want to mention. Why? When I said I wanted to talk about a few things that were on these notes. Now, we talked about the Federal Reserve note at the top. We talked about the letter identifying which Federal Reserve bank that the note was printed at. But the most important thing I want you to all to notice, and I want to bring up here, to further drive home my point of, one, there is something called public and private. Two, they are different. Three, that these notes aren't lawful, aren't money, but there's a way to convert them into lawful money. So to drive my point home, do you all look at any bill you want to look at? Again, 1, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, whatever bill, $2 bill, the $4 bill, there's a small saying inscribed on all of these bills. And it's not for shits and giggles. It's there for a reason, just like everything that's on these notes. And this statement, it's very small. See, you have to really look at the bill to see it. But this phrase says, and I quote, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. I'll repeat that. The phrase on these bills says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Think about that for a second. This note, further confirming to you that you have an actual note in your hand and not a piece of money. It doesn't say this money is legal tender. It doesn't say anything but this note. That tells you and further confirms the things that you hold, the paper that you hold with any numerical value on it that you call money is nothing more than a note. This note is legal tender. Legal tender. This note is legal tender. What does it mean to tender something? Doesn't tender have shades of solution, resolution, payment, absolution? All of these different words you can use. Legal tender. This note is legal tender for all debts. Legal tender for all debts. Not some debts. Not a few debts that you need to qualify for or get approved. All debts. This note is legal tender for all debts. Public ones and the private ones. So if you have a public debt or a private debt, that note can serve as legal tender or satisfaction if used in the right capacity. So not only are they telling you that there, yes, there's a public side, and yes, there's a private side to life. But this note, depending upon how you acquired it and how you use it, will either reflect conduct of a trustee or a responsible party or a person of the majority, or it will showcase the conduct of a minor, of someone who is irresponsible and has no idea of money mechanics. What does it mean to be in the public? The public is the matrix. The public are your cops, your agents, your firemen, your doctors, your hospital workers, your congressmen, your lawyers, your sheriffs, all people of public service, whose job as part of the system, if you will, to work and stay within the framework or matriarch of that system. The public also can be looked at as the false side of life or the lie. The public will tell you that the judges, the cops, all these people have power over you and superiority over you, and that you have to bow down to all of these people. If a cop walks up on you just for shits and giggles and says, hey, give me your ID, that you got to reach in your pocket and give it to them, that's what the public will tell you. The public will tell you that you have to cash a check, turn it around, just blindly endorse it without instruction, and run around using fractional reserve or Federal Reserve notes with no intrinsic value. That's what the public will tell you. That's what the public is. The grand scheme, the grand lie, the great beast of the system. And then you have the private sector, which is looked at as the true side of life. The truth. The true side of life. The essence. Real, lawful money. Taking care of your business the right way. Not relying on the corporate system to do everything for you. Not relying on the corporate infrastructure to do everything for you. Knowing that you are the creditor and not the debtor. And not just knowing it, but exercising conduct of such. Also, knowing that you do not, under any circumstances, have to give up your reservation of rights to please or adhere to that of a public official or agent. They do not have the jurisdiction to rule over you. The only jurisdiction that these people have is what you give them. When you comply to their outlandish requests, that is when you provide these people with subject matter jurisdiction to adjudicate you, to tax you, to lock you up, to do all these things against you. So, once we all come to the realization that there are two different worlds, there's a public, there's a private world, and the two don't mix at all, we begin to get better results out of life, and especially doing commerce. So I just wanted to bring these things up. Some of you will say, well, again, I don't get why any of this is fucking important. Well, it's important to know because you all have a personal file. You all have a personal ledger with the treasury. Either you are in the positive, which is bad, or you're in the negative, which is good. Your ledger can only go two ways. Either you're exercising minimal contacts or you're commingling with the system. It can only be one. It can't be both. So again, I say this to you all, the significance of this matters so that you have the proper conduct commercially. The proper conduct commercially will save you and will also save society as a whole if we all could galvanize and do this together. But again, because we foolishly spend these notes, use these notes, we run to these banks, and you go to people who can't provide you a loan, and you ask for a loan, and they're actually loaning you your own money, and you're paying back your own money plus interest. Can you imagine somebody loaning you your own money and making you pay that money back plus interest? Does that make any sense to you? But this is what we're doing. This is the conduct that we have. Anyhow, I will go further, but I don't want to open up a can of worms, and we're approaching the last 10 minutes of showtime today. So I want to encourage you all. Well, first off, I want to let you know and remind you all that I will be here every Friday, as long as I'm breathing and alive, every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, until I get tired of talking, or until cutoff time, which is 7 p.m. EST. The show, again, is entitled The Matrix Decoded. We are decoding and breaking down all of the hidden things that the Matrix has built these programs to block you from the truth. We are tearing down these computer-generated, simulated programs and giving you the raw, uncut, and the truth. The Matrix, decode it. This is the Ascended Minds podcast family. Shout out again to Cell Unity, my brother, the right day, on the Ascended Minds podcast. He's here for you guys every Saturday. Also, Leaving Knowledge. We have shows on Mondays and Tuesdays. But I personally will be with you all every Friday, again, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will share with you various pieces of information that will help you all and this society in various ways. Also, I wrote a book. The book is about in-depth look at cognition. So the book is entitled You Against You. It is $30. You can get the book right now. It is only available online at thebookpatch.com. So you go onto the website, thebookpatch.com. You go to the search engine and you type in the title, You Against You. You go to the search engine and then it should come up. Once you see the book, you put in your payment information and put in your order, and it will be here in 7 to 14 business days. So you all can go check that out. Your support will be greatly appreciated. Also, I am involved in the music industry. I have a hit single out right now on YouTube. The video is on YouTube. The song is streaming on all platforms. It is entitled Never End. So you can also go to YouTube, type in Tokyo Runway Never End. You can go on YouTube or any streaming platform. That support from you all would be immensely appreciated. I'm here for the people. I don't do this for no ego. I don't do this for me. I take major risks for you, for the people. All right, so again, go check the book out at thebookpatch.com, You Against You. Go ahead and check out my new single, Tokyo Runway, Never End. Well, technically it's not new anymore, but go check it out. That's go on my YouTube channel. Like, comment, and subscribe to all further content. And I'm going to let you all go. Don't forget, next week, call into the show, 515-605-9749. Show some love to a real one. And again, you can place one on your keypad to be placed in the call queue or make a comment or a question. I will answer. And this is, again, free. So I'm answering questions where we actually charge for consultations, but this is some time that we can give to you all for free, where we can give up some game. We can answer some of your questions or concerns within the framework of the hour of the show. And then anything further in depth, you know, you all can contact me separately by email at frostcityneedle@yahoo.com. That's Frost, F-R-O-S-T, City, C-I-T-Y, Needle, N-I-T-T-O, at yahoo.com. Or you can contact my private line at 716-563-1851. And we can put together a consultation for whether you need to learn any of this information, whether you have any type of civil or criminal case pending, family case, whatever the case may be, we can get you right. Again, peace out to all the kings and queens, all the gods and goddesses. And I'm off this, y'all.